Ben, where were you when you first heard about the shooting?
I had actually just gotten home from class. As it turned out, I was walking past the electrical engineering building as the shooting occurred and didn't realize what had actually happened until I got home. I live about a quarter mile away from the electrical engineering side of campus and was pretty shocked when I heard what had happened.
And how did you find out?
We got a text message from Purdue University saying that there had been a shooting, and then after the sort of generic message came in, a lot of my friends started texting me saying what had happened because it kind of hits a little close to home since this is part of campus I'm often in, and I would have actually been in this classroom in the next 2 hours at the lab where I would have been shortly. So many of my friends were present, and information started flooding in really quickly.
And what kind of stories were you hearing?
Well, my roommate was actually in the room when the shooting occurred. So I've talked to him a little bit. He's actually giving his witness right now. Also, I was really trying to find out if my roommate was okay because all we had heard initially was that a shooter was in there and someone had been shot. And it's that instant assumption of, oh my gosh, is this, someone that's really close to me that's just been killed or what was really going on? So a little bit shocking.
So it happened in your roommate's lab.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's terrifying.
Yeah, he said he was about 10 feet away from the TA when the shooting occurred. So, again, very close to home.
I can't imagine with that information how that would make you feel on your own campus.
It's shocking, but I mean, this sort of thing can happen anywhere. If I mean, the Purdue University does an amazing job with security. I feel safe here. Again, this sort of thing can happen anywhere, no matter who you are, what you're doing. I think that it was handled very well, and that the Purdue Police Department and the Lafayette and West Lafayette Police Departments are doing a very good job with handling the situation.
And you said your roommate, he's giving testimony right now.
Yeah, I might need to go pick him up in a little bit. He's actually down at the police station right now giving witness for what he saw. So that's pretty much what's happening at the moment.
Well, Ben, thank you for talking with me. I appreciate it. Are you going to go to class tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel threatened. I feel completely safe. So the electrical engineering building is shut down for the rest of the day, but from what I got in a text message from the Purdue Automated System about an hour ago is that everywhere else on campus is open and running fine. So sounds like it's been dealt with, but the actual class that was associated with the murder, our labs have been canceled until further notice. So not really sure what's going to happen with that, but everything else is back up and running.